At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Brought to you by The Palm at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Sure, The Palm is great for a fancy night out, but it's also the perfect midweek spot for a lunch with a client, or lunch to catch up with a friend, or maybe even to do an interesting podcast like this. Power lunch menu selections at The Palm start at $26 for an appetizer, meal, and dessert. Book your reservation today directly at thepalm.com, open table, or by calling them at 703-917-0200.
I can make most anything on the menu except
whatever you got is fine.
I'm going to say some bad words. You're just going to have to deal with it.
PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch.
Hey, you got enough money to pay for all this? You know, money, cash, dollars, dinero.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome. What can I say?
Still don't hear. Hold on. How about
there
that?
We go.
There we go.
Tweak the wires just a little bit.
Hello.
Okay, now we're all here. Very
I'm a
good.
Rookie.
Deep breath.
I know,
it was
right?
It's fun getting here, though.
I know. Well, I joke. I moved to Tyson's, and I joke all the time. I said, "Hi, I'm Julie. I live in Tyson's, and I sit at parking stoplights." It's
you
nothing
say
but stoplights.
You say that to who?
I don't know, whomever.
Just right.
Tyson's, all you do, like, it'll take you 2 minutes, but it takes you 10 because you got to sit at the stoplights.
Well,
they're the longest stoplights in the world.
I couldn't find parking. I really love free parking. So I was, like, driving around illegally for a while.
Nice.
Hey, you moved to Tyson's. I thought we were going to hang more.
Yeah.
She used to be in Bethesda. We used to hang all the time. Then she moved out to Ashburn.
Listen,
and then
ladies, Tyson. we don't have time for this cattiness.
Well,
we've got a lot of stuff
out
to get to.
You had
Let's
to
go.
Edit.
No, we're rolling right now. You
Let's
know
go.
How we roll. All right. Carol, it's great to have you back on the podcast. I'm not kidding when I say many of my listeners are like, where's Carol?
Yeah, we love
they
Carol.
They miss Carol.
Where?
I miss
why,
Carol.
Why world sports did Carol go?
Carol's been busy setting up her yoga studio in Northwest D.C. It's
Yay.
Called?
It's Well and Wonder. And so I always said yoga because I couldn't explain it. It's Yoga Hemp Heal Happy Center. Is that
nice. Say that five times fast?
That's
yoga
very
hemp,
good.
Heal yoga happy. Hemp Heal Happy. We're a hemp store. We're a yoga studio. We have special events. We, you know, gift weed products in a D.C. Legal
oh,
way.
Oh, very
and,
nice.
Yeah, so it's like, it's really more of a holistic wellness center that has events. And
Downward dog and get flying on some Delta 8s.
Sometimes we do that. But
yeah, baby.
Delta 8 is federally legal. It's a compound board.
I don't
Delta
even know
9.
What that is. That's
it's
okay.
A,
I don't need
it's
to know.
It's a gummy that's
it's good that you don't
quasi-legal
need
and
let
supposedly
just,
helps people sleep.
Let me just say this. Cornell University just did a study that said the states where it's recreationally legal,
yeah.
anything hemp, cannabis related, the prescriptions for sleep, anxiety, depression, the prescriptions that can have dangerous side effects, they're all down. They just released a study. What we do is we help people who have anxiety, who have depression, who have trouble sleeping. They come in, we come up with plans. We do, it's kind of an all combo thing. So it's a wellness center, but it's not just a yoga studio.
All right. You brought Julie in finally in the van. Julie Donaldson, it's great to see you. You are the Senior VP of Media and Content for the Washington Commanders now.
Right?
Are you so happy that there's a name finally? You must be.
Well, look, so I think it was like my second or third day on the job. They're like, okay, we're going to retire the Redskins, and we're going to call ourselves the Washington Football Team. Probably going to take, a couple of years until we get to a permanent name. That's what happens when you try to go through a rebrand. I personally love the Washington Football Team. I thought it was classic, traditional, nostalgic a little bit, and kind of had a little toughness to it. But we found through a lot of different studies and a lot of different times that I went out and did so many different focus groups. People wanted something they felt that they could identify with. And so here we are as the Commanders. And I still think it's going to take time.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I go out and people know, I was like, I liked the Washington Football Team. I'm like, but you didn't when we went there, but it grew on you after a few years.
It did, but it was
so easy to be like, WFT, WTF.
Well, that meme was funny. That meme was funny for a week,
you
Carol.
You would. Exactly.
I still get it.
And then it got totally old.
The old kid jokes or something. That's okay. It's why we love you, Carol.
So when you stumble occasionally, do you stumble more calling them the Redskins or calling them the football team?
No. Commanders just, it's still taking time to get used to.
Oh, it is? Okay.
It is. I mean, look, for forever I covered this team as the Redskins, you know, like 90 years, basically. They're the Redskins.
You covered them for 90 years?
Well, I mean.
You look great.
Yeah,
for that many years on
I
the
want
beat.
Your products.
Normally it takes a lot out of people.
Yeah. It just takes time, you know, to adjust to new. Change is inevitable. And here we are, we're the Commanders.
So. Commanders with a commanding lead, is that coming? Like what? How we?
Do it all. Command center. That's going to be. Ooh.
Yes.
Did I leak something I can't leak?
No. Well, I mean, it's coming out May. No, we're out there. Next week, is that when? I forget what Monday is. I don't know what date is. But next Monday, we are renaming Washington Football Today to Command Center.
The new television show each week, which is on Comcast, right?
Yeah, NBC Sports Washington.
Sorry about that. The old home team sports, Carol.
Correct.
Don't remember
those. There you
days.
Go. Change.
You weren't even here.
Came right at HTS, turned to Comcast Sportsnet that same month. So I was kind of relaunching.
But I'll have.
Branding is everything.
Command Center is everything.
So it's going to be Command Center. It's going to be with Santana Moss and Logan Paulson and myself.
Not in the closet.
Huh? No, we've moved in because COVID's over. We've moved into a studio, which is great.
Nice.
I mean, for the past 2 years, we literally took an office and turned it into a studio, and it just looked like a bunch of poo poo to me. I didn't like it. You had to make do. Everybody had to make do during COVID, right? But finally, we're out of COVID. We're in our studio.
One thing I just want to say is I apologize. I was looking back at our old texts, and you asked me to fill in for you in emergency style, and I never got back to you.
No, thanks.
And I'm so sorry. Please give me another chance.
That's okay.
How many months ago was that?
Probably. I think Michael Jenkins came in and assisted.
Thank you so much for asking me. Yeah. Ask me to fill in emergency style anytime. I'll be ready.
Yeah, I can't do it all. I need help.
Ask me anytime. I'll get back to you in 3 months. Do you realize what you're saying right now?
I didn't see it. I was piling up with stuff. I'm so sorry. Launching a business
was
difficult. I get it.
Life is busy. That's for sure. You have been. I'm so proud of you.
But hosting for you, if I ever got to fill in, that would be the dream. So I'm ready whenever you.
Now, you guys overlapped at NBC Sports Washington /Comcast for how many years?
Before we first met. A couple years. Quite a few years.
Well, I freelanced.
Yeah,
I don't think I was
still.
Ever full-time until
You'd come in and do that 1 o'clock show and be like, all right, good night. I'm going to bed.
We got super close when I went to NBC 4 and she was at NBC Sports Washington.
Okay.
And she started bringing me to the gym. We had similar schedules.
That's right. We would always be at Equinox.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
nice.
We were workout buddies.
Nice.
And let me tell you, this girl is like half my size and she'd do like twice the weight.
She's an athlete.
Carol, I got to step my game up.
She's an athlete. She's Iowa tough.
I only do yoga now, basically.
Yeah.
But thank you guys.
And are you good at yoga now that you've got a
studio? I actually am very good at yoga.
Mm-hmm. Are you expert?
I'm not a master level. But
can you do the one where you're doing a handstand and you put your legs up on your elbows?
Oh, yeah. Crow.
I can do I can do all of the flying poses. I can do now handstands, which is really difficult.
That's hard.
It's really, it's all core.
Wow.
Where you look down. I mean, yeah.
So, every time I do crow, I have bruises on my arms. Yeah. I'm not using my core, I guess. And I have a strong core.
Everybody meet me in tree right now.
Meet me in tree. The tree is the easier one to do. When I was doing P90X 10 years ago, they had a yoga routine as part of the workouts. And at first you're like, this is insane.
It's
how
hard.
Does anyone do this? But then you go through it, you get better and better. So at the end of it, I was able to do a few of the harder poses for just a second.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
and it was
really,
such an accomplishment. I was like, I did it for 1 second.
It could really help my Instagram page if I could get you trying to do it.
Really?
Yes. We're going to take some pictures afterwards.
My IG game is weak.
I will tell you, and this is something that will lead into a question, I promise, but with yoga, it's not so much the stretches and the crazy poses. It's about finding where your edge is and being comfortable with being uncomfortable. I keep trying to say that because people, it's not just poses. It's life. It's where you are. It's traffic. And you can get tense and hold on to stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know that when you took this job, it had to be so uncomfortable to be hyper aware of being like the only woman in the room. And I'm wondering for you how long it took you to being comfortable with that uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, there's been so many times over my career, and you know this too, where you look around, you realize you are the only woman, or you're one of like two or maybe one of three. And even in locker rooms, I can remember going in and looking around and going, okay. You know, just and there is that kind of thing. You have to act like you belong there. And there's so many times I would even like just in a press conference want to ask a question. And it's ridiculous. Like your heart starts racing and your throat gets dry. And I'm like, all I am is asking a question that every single man would be asking as well. And I listen to how they do and they'll stumble over their words, too. So stop being so darn hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what you're there for. And if you don't, you're not afraid to ask questions. But the job is, I mean, it's a lot. I'm still learning each and every day. Yeah. I'm still growing each and every day. And there's a lot more. I love it. You walk around the practice facility, and they have made Coach Ron Rivera has made a very conscious effort to bring in women. And there used to be like maybe one, maybe two. Mm-hmm. And now there's women everywhere. And I love that because we're getting recognized for the job that we do. And we're no longer just an only. We still have a long ways to go, I do believe, until there's equality. But by all means, like, you know, it's not odd to see women walking around that facility, to see them in the training room, to see them in the boardroom, to see them, you know, heading up our legal department. It's great. You know, it's a lot. Again, we're still, I think, overall, and not just within this franchise, within corporations all over, franchises all over, still have a long ways to go. But yeah, I feel like I've lived my whole life being a little bit uncomfortable, though. Yeah. You know, yeah. But that's the way you only get to success. If you stay in your comfort zone, you're never going to grow and you're going to do the same job. And for some people, that's fine. It's never been what I wanted.
I had to learn to let go to some of the little snide comments or the whispers that would get back to me and not let it affect the way I felt about myself mm-hmm. when I was called by people that I know well, like Andy Pollin would call me a microphone holder. Or she'd say it like, people just think you were a microphone holder.
That
like,
misogynistic
no,
pig,
stop it.
Andy
I
Pollin.
Just, you know what I mean? So those comments that can kind of sear into the psyche and make you
well,
doubt, self-sabotage.
People want to put you in a box that they can identify with. And so I think that's the biggest thing we have to break away from is that you can't just put somebody in a box just because they're a female, just because they're a man, just because they're a certain race, certain ethnicity, just because they have blonde hair or, you know, like whatever it is. You can't just put somebody in a box. And I think that's what we're in society getting to yeah. is breaking out of that and saying, okay, how can we look at this person in their entirety as opposed to just trying to identify? But that's just been human nature. We stereotype and that's yeah. how we identify.
So your booth now is going to get another change mm-hmm. for Commanders Games, the radio booth. It's still going to be my boy Brammy. Love
yeah,
Brammy.
He's
along
awesome.
With now, not D'Angelo Hall, who's left, but London Fletcher, one of my all-time favorite Redskin linebackers. Just a play-erasing, tackling machine and a good dude who I think is going to be great for you. D-Hall wants to do some other things in football. He's yeah. got ambitions. He's very smart.
Oh, I wanted to lock him into a long-term contract. And, you know, he's a very ambitious man, as he always has been. And it served him well in his career as a player. It's serving him well in his career in broadcasting. But he had other things he wanted to go on to. He will always remain one of my favorites. I'm like, I have to shed a little bit of a tear. And then I had to go quickly to work and say, okay, who do we want to bring
right.
in here? And, you know, we have some great alums, but London Fletcher, like, he really wanted it. He's missed the game.
Yeah.
He wants to be there. He wants to be on the field with the guys, talking with the coaches. You know, and his big thing is, too, he's like, you know, I know it's going to take a little time with chemistry, as it always does, to learn when does Bram speak, when do I, when does he, and how do we balance that out and tell our stories. But he wants to be a good teammate, and I'm really looking forward to
he's
having him there.
He's the ultimate pro, though, with interviews, with handling masses of people around him, or the one-on-ones, being gracious even after defeat. You do remember that as a reporter.
And oh, yeah.
And so, you know, he might even be, he's so intense, he might even go Chris Cooley on you and then go try out for the team if there's a hole.
We did auditions, and you were having to call it off of the television at the facility, and he's so coachable. We're like, okay, try this. And then he'd take that to an extreme, and we're like, okay, now pull it back just a little bit and try this, and he'd take the other two extreme. Okay, pull it back just a little bit. So, but the point being is he wants to be good.
Yeah,
he wants it to be great. He wants to make sure that, you know, everybody in the booth is celebrated equally. And I'm going to make him do a lot of the interviews, because I think there's nothing like a player-to-player conversation.
Yeah.
So I'm going to
players
be like,
open up to players.
We'll just make him be like that guy who like just holds the microphone.
Yeah.
There you go. He could be the mic holder. Take that. Take that, patriarchy.
It's not that easy, is it?
Exactly. So your booth is unusual, Julie, in that you've got three, but you are not the play-by-play voice. Bram is.
Mm-hmm.
You're also not a former player. And you happen to be a woman. That's unique. I don't think there's another booth quite like
it.
No,
there isn't.
How do you guys manage it? How do you see it now going into year three?
So when I took this position, I was the first female to have a full-time position in the radio booth. I still am. I'm still the only in the NFL to have that position. Where a lot of the value comes in is I have the opportunity to be at the practice facility every single day to talk to the coaches. How are you going to scheme against a certain defense, against certain receivers? You know, what is Antonio Gibson working on in practice that's going to help him?
Not fumbling.
You know,
say that out loud?
No, but see, a lot of that, too, is because we're asking a lot of him.
Sure.
And so when they put him on the out, he's so focused on sometimes trying to be that hard runner on the inside and gain those short yardage and use his body that way. That, and they put him onto the outside, it's a change of a mindset.
Yeah.
So now you have playing on the outside.
I wouldn't use them inside.
That's a different ball security.
Right.
Well, that's why they went and they got the
guy
from Alabama.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
He's going to be your big, tough back and take some of that pressure off of AG. AG proved he can do it.
Right.
So now he can be a little bit more of that guy on the outside. So, yeah,
so
to
on
your
game
point,
day,
those
when
are
you're
things
in the booth,
I get to learn.
On game day, when you're in the booth, what do you think, saying, here's what I can add to the overall conversation?
It's a lot of bringing in a certain amount of analysis as well.
Okay.
From talking with the guys, from knowing what they're working on, from knowing what they're going to go up against in the game and who they're going to face and how they plan to kind of get into their game plan on a lot of that. So, you know, a lot of times, too, is, you know, as a reporter and as, you know, you go into it, you have 100 things you prepare to try and get out in a game. But if you're just working the sidelines, you get maybe 20%
Four
of that
hits.
Information out.
Right.
And you get maybe 15 to 35, 45 seconds to be able to get that information out. Well, I have the opportunity to tell those stories behind the player, what, you know, what I'm seeing, what I've learned from them throughout the week,
right,
to be able to kind of weave that into the storylines. And, you know, so, you know, London will sit there and say, okay, here's what happened on that play. And I can tell you probably a little background to why, knowing what they were working on for
right.
it.
I mean, what's interesting to me is how you've been able to balance knowing everything and then knowing what's acceptable to say on the air. It can be different. When I've worked as a side, when I was working in the dugout as a dugout reporter with the Nationals, I knew, and you could hear things in the dugout, see things in the tunnel, and not everything was acceptable for the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, who just is an open book, it hits my head and comes out my mouth, can be very dangerous. And I know it can feel like at any moment, especially here in a podcast, knowing what happened to Sage Steele, who's in a podcast and said something that got her in trouble.
Yeah, these things are dangerous.
You have to be, these live mics can be dangerous. How difficult was that for you to know everything about a team, especially when stuff gets ugly, to be able to control what you say on the air?
Honestly, I don't think that that's been something that I had to struggle with too much. I feel like I have a pretty good wisdom into knowing what I can say and what I can't, you know, and I, that's the biggest thing that I want, is I want this coaching staff, I want the players to know that they can trust me, to trust that I'm going to use that information in a way that's going to be helpful and beneficial. At times, look, we have to be honest You know, the team, like, especially it was a challenge when they're in a 4-game losing streak.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you say then? Because you do work for the team, but you have to be fair to the audience. You have to be fair to the product that's being put out there, but you don't have to be mean and cruel and pile on a bunch of poo. You know, I think, look, if they're struggling, we have to talk about why they're struggling. How are they going to try and fix it, though, too? So I don't know. I don't feel that I've had many of those moments where I've said something that maybe I shouldn't, or give something up that I shouldn't have given up. But that's just, I think that's also where you get to this point of hopefully being a trustworthy person to have that job and that position to begin with. A
lot of women doing great in NFL media or related these days. I want to run down some names, get some quick react from both you gals.
Is it a yay, nay, thumbs up, thumbs
sideways,
thumbs down?
No, and I don't expect you to be negative. If you ain't got anything good to say, you can just go, yeah, she's great. She does a job on television.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart, as you say, Iowa girl. Kay Adams, let's start with her. Moving to Thursday Night Football, Amazon
Prime. Oh, is she?
Yay.
Awesome. Well,
yay.
Amazon Prime's making some big moves.
Yep.
They got that big dollars.
They do.
They got them infinity dollars.
Honestly, I'm just going to say yay for everybody that's a woman that's making it in this industry. Right. So you can go that list. I'm
well, how about you
so
say,
excited.
Say, don't say yay or nay. Say what do you think she does best. I think she's great, but I also think she's stunningly beautiful.
Well, she is.
Ah, oh, that biatch.
Do we judge men by that, too? Hey, he's in the booth
actually,
on Thursday night.
And he's dreamy.
A handsome devil. Pretty boys. I don't necessarily trust what they
did,
have
though.
To say.
I mean, again,
men are visual creatures, Julie.
We're talking about human nature. Look, I had the opportunity of working with Kay Adams at NBC Sports. Mm-hmm. I would go up and we did a show together, and she's a hard worker. She, you know, she studies her butt off. I like that she's very relatable.
Oh, yeah.
And she's not afraid to be herself. She's like, this is who I am, what I'm going to present, and I'm going to hopefully back it up by some smarts and do her work with it. So I wish her nothing but the best. I have not had my nose in the news to know that that's what she was doing, but good for her.
Erin Andrews, does she do well?
You know, at first I think I was just sour grapes early on in her career because I was jealous.
Sure.
She was college. And now I'm a huge fan, knowing what she's had to go up against and what happened to her. And I think she does a phenomenal job. And she got so much money in that lawsuit, and she still works so hard. I don't think I could do that. I think I would totally be
You'd be on the beach.
That's my initial reaction.
She'd be sitting back with her yoga, hemp healing.
I'd have to use my own products.
Mina Kimes.
Big fan. Huge fan of hers. I think she's done a great
job.
Very
analytic mind.
Hilarious. Did you ever listen to her radio show, or she used to do the ESPN podcast, I think?
I would hear her on ESPN on the
weekends. Really funny. She kind of has a way to kind of thread some sort of humor into everything.
You know, and with Erin Andrews, we're both Gators, and she was really the first that broke into that sideline role that said you can be a beautiful woman and smart and know sports.
Right.
Yeah.
And
before
that, women didn't have that position. I mean, people early on told me, if you're too pretty, you cannot be in this business because people won't take you serious.
Mm-hmm. You can, but you have to overcome it.
I
maintain as a man, the hotter you are, you have to really prove you know what you're doing, because guys and executives in powerful positions, they judge, they stereotype.
But she was that first one, too, with, like, long hair and beautiful. Because, people even early on told me, you got to cut your hair short. If it's too long, they won't take you serious.
What? Made me cut my hair early on. I wore jackets
Don't
with big shoulder pads.
They frumped you up?
Yes, they actually took me to a hairdresser. We had a makeup hair and makeup lady that was in charge of our look in Denver, KUSA.
God.
I'll show you some pictures. And I did one live shot where I guess it was wind was blowing a little bit. I don't know. Maybe just crossed my cheek. I'm not saying I was ever called pretty. I've always been girl next door.
No,
I've got an old man face. So anyway, they took me in. I got the short boy cut, and I got frumpy clothes. That was the beginning of my career.
And
I had my hair curled once, and I got a phone call that said, don't ever do that again. Don't wear a curl curly. Wear it straight.
If it makes you feel any better, there's a guy I know who currently sells heart valves in Houston, doing very well. Used to be in television sports. You know what got him out of television sports in Arkansas? A consultant said, you need to get hair plugs.
Yeah.
Because he was losing his hair. And he goes, the hell I am. Like, is that really going to matter here in market 92 or whatever he was?
Yeah, that's why I love how we've progressed. And,
yes.
And we can accept, you know, Amina Kimes for who she is, Kay Adams for who she is, Erin Andrews for who she is, and what Erin Andrews helped break the door through so the Kay Adams, Amina Kimes can come in behind, and myself included. Like, although we were there at the same time, but I still look at, you know, it wasn't easy when we first started in this career.
You know who they're talking about possibly being a replacement for Kay Adams? Your girl, Lindsay.
Really?
Lindsay Zarniak.
That'd be amazing.
On Good Morning Football?
She'd be great on Good Morning Football. Lives in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's got young kids.
I don't want to wake up that
mom.
Early.
They're not even anymore. I think they're both school age by now, right?
That's young.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you consider young as a mom?
I went back full time when my youngest was in first grade. It's kind of an easier time to do it. They're busy all day. No, you're still needed.
Right.
I now have two driving children, so I'm like a swimming pool wall. I'm just here. Hold on if you need me. Otherwise, they are just doing their own thing.
Do your boys drive you around when needed?
Sometimes, yeah. You're
flipping the keys?
Oh, I've had them. They're my
Uber.
Are they
designated drivers?
I'm like, I'm going.
Uber?
Yeah. Drop me off. Pick me up. Yeah, for sure. Go. It's amazing.
There you go.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
How about some of the OGs? Pam Oliver, Laura Oakman?
I just like absolutely just blown away by Pam Oliver and what she's been able to do and to be able to take the kind of beating sometimes that she takes in social media for stupid things like a look or an outfit or whatever.
But, and I love that Laura's created a thing where she's giving back, and she has a thing where she helps younger women be able to learn how to be in the sports business, and they'll bring rookies around, and so they'll have these women come and interview like the rookies at teams as well to kind of help break them into it.
I will say this. When I first got into this business, it was so competitive. I think I was initially, the first few years, jealous of other women who had even just a modicum of success. And now, in your journey and maturing, you just learn to, you realize what you've had to go through and what they've had to go through.
Right.
And you've learned really to just, I heard Alexa Shaw on the radio this morning talking about the Caps win last night. And I used to do exactly, she's like, she came in after me. She's doing the Caps.
Yeah.
She's doing the show I used to host on Sports Final and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think the old me would have been so jealous of her and because how good she is. But I'm just so excited and proud that there's somebody so good behind me doing that. Like, that's the truth.
Well,
like,
it's interesting because I, as a father of two daughters, they're not in the broadcasting business. They're not going to be. But thinking about it, I think, and I look at some of these young women doing a great job on television in the business, and I think, you're doing great, but I don't know where the path goes. I feel like, damn, there's going to be a narrowing of the path.
Well,
and
you
saw
it happen to me. You get
I've seen it happen
40s,
to a lot of people.
And
the
then
thing.
You're aged out. You're expired. But I don't.
But
think
not
that
even
will
age
last.
Wise. I just wonder, Julie. Sometimes, like, is there a false sense early on for some young women in the biz? Like, I'm on the rocket ship now.
Well, I mean, yeah. I remember going into this profession and my dad's like, what are you doing? There's only so many opportunities and only so many women get those opportunities. So he's like, you better have a backup plan.
What did he want you to be?
Something in business. No, he wanted me to go into business. He figured, you know, you have a smart mind for all of that. Going to somebody that's going to have some security, some stability. And I'm like, nope, we're reaching for the stars. Here we go. And he's like, okay. And I remember he told me once, he's like, well, this was his way of conceding. Whatever you learn, you'll just apply it to the next thing. And I'm like, there he was basically giving me a path for failure. and here I am now. I mean, he's proud that's as I'll great. Get out for this. But that is true because, you know, I don't hate on the Alexa Shaws and the Jordan Georgios that are coming up behind. I was once them, eager and hungry and wanting to do anything and everything. You know, my thing now is I want to be able to bring people with me to have more of those opportunities. But you do get to a certain point to your thing. It's like, okay, we've been in this business for now 20 years. What's that next step? You know, and especially now that, you know, businesses like, you know, they're going to pay us different than maybe somebody just coming in. And you don't want to, you know, you want to be fair for the wisdom that you have, the years that you put in.
Right.
And I'm fortunate because the Commanders gave me an opportunity to be in leadership.
She's the boss,
you know.
She's the boss,
and now
lady.
I'm a boss.
And that's great.
In a different
I'm the boss.
Industry.
Yeah.
And I'm learning a lot of that.
You
got
to learn to be the boss. And they had to be like your bad bitch. You know, I fired someone last week. Me.
How'd that feel?
It's hard.
It actually wasn't hard at all. I think
did
that's
you
a
like
growth.
It?
That's
did you relish it?
No, I just thought this instructor was toxic for what we had going, and it was early on, and you hire slowly, you fire quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just not going to work. And so I did it in a very professional way, and it did. I actually had a walk around the block with my dog when I just, like, things were going south on text, and I did a slow, like, walk, and I just cleared my head, and I just texted him back, and I said, maybe you should do this over the phone call. And I said, look, you can rent the space for me anytime, but I don't think it's a good idea to have you on a regular basis because we seem to have different ideas and how we're going to, you know, go forward. And I wish you the best of luck if you
was
don't want
like
to
like a mean yoga instructor?
Yeah, he's invoiced me like every day for like time served or whatever.
Oh,
so
for God's sake.
I'm just ignoring it.
But was he mean to the students or the clients?
No. He or just was, it just was, you know, listen, I was like what you call the talent, right? Now my instructors are the talent, and everybody wants to be the forefront and the marketing star. And
I'm the face of the studio.
They want to put stuff in, you know, marketing collateral about their classes in the lobby and the front. And everybody I've worked with so far has been, it's all my vibe, which is, you know, we're all team. And if you can't, you know, you're part of the team or you're not part of the team. And
well,
so,
it's really important, I've learned, to make sure you hire well. And I'm fortunate I've been able to do that. But you learn if for some reason it's not right, you do. You can't afford to sacrifice what you're trying to build because somebody's not the right fit. And then you have to release them to go find what is the right fit for them, too.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Not going to waste anyone's time.
Speaking of mentoring, how about this Ryan Tannehill debate where he's like, it's not my job to mentor Malik Willis. Now, famously, Favre said that about Rodgers in Green Bay. But Kurt Warner quickly ran in on social media going, hey, I'll mentor anybody. Easy for him to say. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's retired.
Yeah.
Who's right? Who's more right on this? Tannehill or Kurt Warner?
I do think you have a certain amount of responsibility, but Tannehill is still fighting for his own career. He's still fighting for his own time, his own success.
Right.
So therefore he's focused on himself. If somebody wants to learn from watching, then sure. But you know, I mean, you guess like you put yourself out there. I mean, early on in my career, I was worried about myself. What do I need to learn to continue to have my own success and my own growth?
Do you mentor young women now that could possibly take your job?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, and I have, you know, and
me
I hope
too.
I always have.
You do,
but,
Carol?
You know,
yes.
Were you
when
ever,
I was on NBC, I mentored tons of people that were coming after me.
Were
for
you
sure.
Ever, were you ever Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan?
No. No, I
hiding,
was not.
Hiding mascara tubes, doing other tricks to screw them up, messing
no,
with their prompter copy.
I have to tell you, thank God Julie and I work together because she's the one that taught me how to curl my hair right, honestly, and I'd use her curling iron sometimes without asking.
The woman who curled it once and was told never
well,
do it again
taught
you how to curl it.
Well, you see now how much I take. It's hard to find time in my day to get this done, so I do a pony half the time.
Yeah.
And I used to be yelled at for wearing a pony too many days in a row, and I'm like, I'm my boss. I can wear a pony half. However many days I want to wear a pony.
Listen, ponies are the best.
I'm in sports.
Ladies,
come on.
don't ever go away from the pony. You put a pony on a baseball
a
cap. Boom, home run. You can't go wrong with that look. Speaking for all of guys out there. All right, you are up for Woman of the Year.
Yes!
In a contest in Man and Woman of the Year. And you're raising money for?
The Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Okay.
So whoever raises the most money wins. I have pledged to raise $100,000, which
is beautiful. So direct. It's like, you want to win this? Bring the money.
Yeah. It's a fun way to do that. So, you know, I'm on the board for this regional area, for the National Cap area. So Maryland,
so National Capital area.
I'm on the board for them. And I've always, you know, I've lost my childhood girlfriend to leukemia. She had a 2-year battle with it. I was 16 when I found out she was 17. Lost another childhood friend. Within a month, he was gone. He said, I'm not afraid of dying. I'm afraid of the treatment and the everything you have to go through of chemo. He didn't have the chance to go through chemo. So it's always been something that's personal to me, and has always resonated because it was my first experience with loss. So I've always tried to help give back where I can. And it seems like now's the time to say, let's go big. Mm-hmm. And let's try to do as good as we can. But we have a lot of great ways to raise this. We have an event at DC Prime on May 18th. We're asking, it's free food, free beer and wine. I have a whole bunch of legends coming out. I have Doug Williams coming out. He's auctioning off a dinner for four to sit with Doug Williams. I have Santana Moss, Kedrick Golston, Sean Springs, Fred Smoot, Logan Paulson. You know, I've got a whole bunch of guys coming out. You can mix and mingle with them.
Nice.
Some great live auction items going up for that. And then we also do have an online auction where there's some great stuff. There's glass seats on the Caps. They've been a huge supporter. There's national tickets where you can go to BP. So all the teams in the area have really gotten behind
it. Can they just give you money to help make you Woman of the Year? How do they do that?
Go to my Twitter. At Julie Donaldson, and there's a link there, and I'll make sure you send it out as well.
I'm in for $5.
That's
Don't
great.
Say I'm cheap.
It all adds up.
It all adds up.
And then you can walk around. I just like to be the woman of the hour once.
Just the hour, not the year?
That's where I'm shooting.
So if you win it, Julie, you're going to like rub it in and peacock it and be like, yeah, I'm woman of the year? Come on. You got to spike the football on that.
Maybe I will on stage. I'll go up on stage with the football.
Oh, absolutely.
And say, let's do it. I have until June 4th to do it. I've raised just about 20,000, so I have 80 to go.
That's so amazing.
It's exhausting. So if you're my friend, I'm hitting you up on text, and I will hit you up on text again and again, and we'll find out how close of friends we really are, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I get $5 from Zay. Maybe I'll hit you up for some yoga classes that we can put on our auction site.
I would love to donate what we call a yoga party, where you get a whole party and then a yoga class curated to whatever your friends want, you and your friends or your family.
Let's do it.
And
then
you can hang. We do it hang and heal after or whatever, sips and snacks available.
And it's 90 cents on every dollar goes straight to LLS research, and we've got to find a cure because, we've gained grounds. We're just not there yet. Yeah.
This may sound crazy, but I know a Nigerian prince. I've been emailing with him.
Maybe you can.
That's $100,000 right there.
He says,
get him in the van.
He says he'll give me $50 million if I just send him a couple $100,000. It's a weird bank thing.
I actually have that guy calling me too. He reached out on
the original
Instagram.
Email scam.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
I mean, not that you can answer for all men, but why do men reach out to you on Instagram and they know you don't know them, and
here
it's like, yay, you're so beautiful, or whatever they say. Like, they're just, I know every woman has different men.
Carol.
Maybe they're, I don't understand.
Carol. You ever heard the phrase?
It's a modern day cat call.
You ever heard the phrase, shoot your shot?
Yeah,
there's a lot of air balls out there from men. A lot of fucking air balls.
And you're a beautiful woman. I can't blame them for trying any way possible to get a little bit of your time
I
and
know
attention.
My lighting, that's for sure. But
I know my lighting.
Isn't that the most important thing?
It really is.
I had to get
especially
new lighting in
get,
our studio.
It's tired.
And I'm like, that's my biggest thing. I'm like, I have to have good lighting. You can make it an ugly set, but I need good lighting.
Good lighting.
But
no,
I need good lighting.
Anyway, let's go back to your Woman of the Year. Zabe and I will come on the 18th because we heard free food and free drinks. Okay,
sorry.
So
I would seriously come because there's a lot of ex-Redskins and players I'd want to meet and say hi to.
And
DC Prime is great, but I'm literally on a golf trip. So
Ram and I will come on May 18th.
Sounds good.
I'll make sure.
Okay, there you go.
We have a suggested donation of 100 because it is free, and I don't want people just coming in and taking. You know, you got to be. This is charity. You got to give a little.
If the food and drinks are free, donate something.
Yeah, especially at DC Prime, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Rick Rowe is great, owner of DC Prime.
Love him. Love him.
Let's finish with a crisp game of either or. Very simple. Either or. Little game here.
Would you rather, kind of?
No, either or. I'm leaving it vague on purpose.
I had to sit up.
Okay.
Okay.
TikTok or Instagram, either or.
Insta.
Insta.
I'm ticked at Insta's trying to be TikTok. I don't want to look at all the videos unless I want to look at videos. Give me that choice. I just
Mine's
want a picture.
Full of dog videos. Yeah. It's like,
okay. When you're not watching, shut up, Vin. When you're not watching the NFL, NBA or MLB, either or.
MLB.
NBA.
Yeah, we'll split there.
There you go.
Okay, either or. Oh, my God, I can't read my own writing. I'm getting so old. Kobe or LeBron, either or.
LeBron.
Wow.
I hate LeBron.
Well, because I know LeBron. I can't say I know him, but I worked for the Miami Heat, and he was down there. So I like those
Kobe
ties to the
for
Heat.
Sure.
Okay, either or. Would you rather have 2 degrees too warm or 2 degrees too cold
warm.
Sleeping?
Too cold sleeping.
Oh, sleeping? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cold.
But otherwise warm?
Otherwise, okay.
No, I hate summer.
Okay. And you're a Florida girl.
Exactly. Do you see me living there? You see me in Florida? That's nasty, man. You walk outside your house, and 2 minutes later, you're like, why did I even shower? Gross.
All right. Either or, cup snake or the wave.
What's a cup snake?
Oh, the cup snake. The cup snake is the new thing for fans.
Yeah, the XFL, they put them all together.
The Cubs had a big cup snake last night. I think it's one of the funniest things.
That's kind of fun.
I like that. The cup snake.
That means they're all drinking beers.
You know,
having a good time.
The XFL team loved the cup snake.
Yes, in D.C. Cup snake, either or, Netflix or Channel Surf.
Netflix.
You don't just flip it up and down? Nope.
You know, you
in.
Have to surf enough on Netflix to find something, I feel like. It
That's
takes forever
true.
To pick out something.
But on channel surfing, you're never committed to one thing. You can always bounce after a few minutes.
Same as Netflix.
That's the marketing. Yeah. Whenever it has the top thing they're promoting to watch, I'm always like a sucker.
I'm annoyed. I cut the cable when I moved. And I'm having a hard time, but you have to buy so many darn subscriptions. And I can't remember where my shows are. Are they Paramount, Stars, HBO?
Okay,
like,
two
nuts.
More. Either or. Thursday night football or Monday night football? Which one's better?
Monday.
Because it's one last shot of football. Thursday night football starts a very festive feeling
ready.
For me.
I'm never ready on Thursday night. I haven't got my picks in.
I feel like Thursday night football says, hey, weekend's here. You can drink. You can cut loose.
Yes, I see your point. I do see your point.
So you're a Monday night girl?
I can't even stay awake. I fall asleep at halftime because my days are too full, which is a shame.
So that's a neither. Neither on the either or. You don't like the name.
It's a shame for me.
All right, either or. J-Lo or The Field?
J-Lo. She's still getting it done.
J-Lo forever. You're a field gal. Okay.
And she's a little older than me, which gives me inspiration.
No chance. And then final either or. Would you rather be... Van, you're going to kill me. Would you rather be stuck in traffic for an hour or stuck in a bad date for an hour? Either or.
I have a funny story.
Traffic.
Traffic.
Woo. I'm sorry. I'll buy my own wine. I'll buy my own food. Don't make me talk in a bad conversation.
Yeah, there is nothing worse than, I'm sure, being with somebody you're like,
in traffic, I can go
to Instagram. How long is this over?
Can I just say, this is... just 1 minute. I lost my dear friend Wendy Rieger recently, and she was famous for a line. This has a point, but she would, you know, she's just very outrageous. She'd say the most amazing things. She's so freaking hilarious. And one time she was describing a bad date, and she just says it, and this is not true, but she just says it for effect. She's like, God, and I was thinking, I could be home with my vibrator right now. Like, she would just say things like, it just makes you laugh. Now, skip ahead to, she lost her battle with cancer a couple weeks ago. Her service is next week, and I'm going to get through this without crying because I just loved her so much. But she, I went on the radio, WMAL, a couple of days after her death. It was actually the day of her birthday. And I worked with those guys. They know me well. And I was just very comfortable with Larry O'Connor. So I'm like on at 7 in the morning after being up all night for a couple of days. And I was just saying, you know, Wendy-isms. And I was like, yeah, bourbon and cussing, it's a part of a strong woman's arsenal. Things that she would say that I've always like repeated and given her credit. And all of a sudden I did the vibrator joke on the air.
Nice.
Like I'm doing now.
Like you're doing now.
And Larry was like stunned silent. It was just like he
really?
Had no comeback.
WMAL is your old man station, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was just, I felt so bad. I didn't like, it was just every time now I think a bad date, I'm going to think of Wendy Rieger.
Well, Wendy just was so loved in this market because her genuineness came through.
Yeah.
It shone through every time on the air.
Yeah.
And it's one of my small heartbreaks, nothing compared to her losing her life, that we had scheduled. Right? To have one of these sit-downs. And that day was the start of her medical journey.
She was on her way, but got headaches and said, she got a little confused, went to the wrong Tyson's, and then went to the that day went to the doctor. And that was 10 months ago.
Yeah. Anyway, she was great in the market. So, Julie, it's great to meet you. You are busy as heck. The Commanders are ready to go. I saw the field got painted with a new logo.
Yeah, it looks
That's
good.
Exciting. The it end is. Zone there. Take command, and Commander Carson is in charge. Carson Wentz. Let's go. All right, guys. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.